At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. Well, we are a week and a day away as the NBA draft will take place coming up next Thursday. We'll have coverage from State Farm Arena. It will be Caleb Johnson, our Hawks reporter for 92.9, The Game. Sparty, my guy Deshaun Tate, and myself, we will be at State Farm Arena covering all things Atlanta Hawks draft. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline right now. We talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams, is the Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work, and she's on Twitter, at WilliamsLaurenL. Lauren, as always, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes here on the show tonight.
Of course, Stacey. Always a pleasure.
So what did you think about the coaching staff that Quinn Snyder put together? Very eclectic group. I thought it was a very interesting group and certainly kind of, you know, features analytical people and things like that. I mean, I thought it was a very interesting coaching staff that he's put together overall.
Absolutely. I think you can see that he was looking to kind of have a very diverse group of people in all facets of the word. And I think he values having so many different perspectives. And I think the fact that he's kind of embraced taking on some guys and women who are kind of on the younger end speaks to how much they want to develop this team. You have a guy like Mike Bray, who is not one of the youngsters, but he has coached a lot of youngsters, a former long-tenured coach at Notre Dame. So it's definitely an eclectic group, a very diverse group. And when I talked to him today to kind of get a sense of what he was looking for, he said that he just wanted a bunch of guys and women who were selfless, and they wanted them to kind of emulate what they were asking the team to be.
Lauren, are there any trends that we're picking up on with the players that have been brought in for pre-draft workouts and things like that? You know, the funny thing about AJ Griffin last year is they didn't even interview him. Like, he was not brought in for a workout, and they didn't even interview AJ Griffin last year. So do we get a sense that maybe there's some smoke screens that are being put up? Or, you know, what do you think about the trends are with the people that they've brought in for workouts?
Yeah, they've definitely brought in a lot of wings, a lot of guards, not a lot of big men, especially considering, you know, it seems like they're still pretty happy with Clint Capella and Onyeka Okongwu. I would have loved to have seen a few more big men in that group, especially if were to believe the rumors that are going to start coming out that, you know, they'll potentially move on from John Collins just because it's, you know, a yearly thing at this point. But I think the fact that they brought in a lot of wings just kind of tells you that they're potentially looking for a lot of guys who can kind of fill that role. They're looking for a lot more shooting, especially because for much of the season last year, they didn't have a ton of that with Bogey kind of on that injured list there with that recovering from knee surgery. I think they're looking to bring in a lot more shooting. That's something that Quinn Snyder has always valued. When he came in last season, he said one of the things that he tried to build as one of this team's habits is just getting better spacing. And so I think if they're looking at a lot of these guys who can space the floor, that tells me that Quinn is looking for a system that's going to include a lot of shooting.
Lauren, do we anticipate the idea that the person drafted at 15 probably mostly ends up in College Park? Because you don't really have many open roster spots. And obviously, you know, again, you're developing the Jalen Johnsons and the A.J. Griffins that, you know, are going to need, you know, more significant playing time. Do we anticipate the person who's picked at 15 probably ends up in College Park?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up in College Park, but I also want to see them take a guy who could fight for a roster spot, who could be competitive in mini camp and potentially make them think harder about things. Of course, you're still developing, as you said, guys like Jalen Johnson and A.J. Griffin, but honestly, in the rotation, I think Jalen Johnson is pretty much in there, especially if they do decide to move on from John Collins. It's his spot to lose, in my opinion. So as far as AJ, I think it's going to be a lot more competitive for him just because you're always going to have Bogey ahead of him, a guy like Sadiq Bey, DeAndre Hunter, all of those guys that are kind of ahead of him in the lineup. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they do end up looking at a guy who's more of a project and they look to develop him long term.
Lauren Williams is the Hawks beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. How, more than what they do, whether they trade players, you know, whether they look at some free agent signings, whatever it is, how swiftly, though, do you think that the Hawks get something going? Because, again, you know, I was just talking about in the last segment that, you know, I think we all agree that there has to be some kind of shakeup. Like, this group as a whole, while they're talented, there's something missing. There's a chromosome that is missing in all of this. Do you think the Hawks get very swift in the moves that they make, or do they kind of sit back and watch the landscape of some of the other things that unfold?
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to sit back a little bit just because they do have to take in the assets that they have, and they do have to weigh every option when it comes to the pieces that they can potentially part with. I think they have a lot to think about just in terms of with John. They do have to realize that they likely won't get back what his salary may necessarily command. They might have to give up a lot of things in order to move on from that. But I think the big payoff with that is that you're able to dump a large part of what is pushing you toward that luxury tax there. So I think they have a lot of things to think about. I think they have a lot of options to weigh as far as what it is they think is that X factor as well that they need to move on from. So I anticipate them being a little bit more touch and go or see as it comes, as opposed to being aggressive come draft night or in the days leading up to the draft.
And you and I have talked about this several times, but I mean, isn't that the question? I mean, look, are they going to be a luxury tax team? Because they're $9 million in the luxury tax right now, and I don't know how you get better at this point without dipping your toe. And look, you may not go neck deep in it, but you're $9 million in the luxury tax, even if you just bring everybody back. If you're not going to get into the luxury tax, I don't know how we become better. I don't know how we sign good players or trade for good players. Because, again, you can't, the way the NBA works, you can't just trade a really good player for just fish heads and rice and get that back. So, you know, again, isn't that, doesn't everything, I hate to say it this way, but doesn't everything revolve around, are we going to be a luxury tax team?
I think so. I think that's the big question right now, just because, as you said, you're going to have to spend money to bring in quality talent. And I think one of the big things that the Hawks is missing is kind of that veteran voice in the locker room. You'd love for it to be a guy like Bogey or Clint, but we saw last year, that's just not what their role was. And so in order for them to do that, they're going to have to spend money. And that means that they will, as you said, have to dip their toe into the luxury tax. So I'm definitely agreeing with you on that one there.
So, you know, again, and I don't think that there's anything to this, but, you know, there's been a lot of people that have brought up the idea of DeJounte Murray, you know, being traded. And I asked this question about the idea of, and I talked about this a while back on my show, just if you're going to trade Murray, is it better that you trade him sooner than later? Because, again, if you can't get a contract worked out, obviously then you have to figure out what you're going to do based upon things you've given up, you know, as far as draft capital wise. And obviously if it's, you know, if if it's not working and you got to move on from him. But do you think that there's any fire to the smoke of the idea of moving on from DeJounte Murray if the right package comes along?
I think you can never say never. If it's the right package, you have to do it, right? Regardless of how much you value
that. That's true for any player. Yeah, that's true for any player.
For any player. Yep. So if it's the right deal, you have to take it. But it's hard for me to see them ready to move on from him so soon. I really do think Quinn Snyder and the rest of that coaching staff want to build out and see what both Trae Young and DeJounte Murray can do and try to turn it into the tandem that people imagined, that pick your poison type of offense. I think, you know, bringing aboard somebody like Igor Kokoschkov, who you've seen work as a head coach, he was in Phoenix. You know, again, Mike Bray, Brittany Donaldson, she worked with point guards in Detroit. I think bringing some of those coaches aboard will, you know, potentially help them develop this team, that backcourt tandem, into what I think they want them to be. But as far as Murray, I think he's kind of one of those trade deadline ideal candidates in the sense that he's on an expiring contract. So a team that's looking to make their push into the playoffs might want to take a gamble on him at that point. So I would say it would probably be better to wait if they decide that they want to move on from him, especially if they can't get a deal done.
I want to put your prognosticator hat on and you know, get your idea of, do you think that they offer Murray a contract over the summertime? Have you heard anything about he's kind of adamant about becoming a free agent because he could, I mean, even though he can't get the extra year with a club, but he could probably come out better even with the new CBA, the way it's worded. He could probably come out better if he becomes a free agent and gets a deal. Have you heard anything about the idea of they're going to offer him a contract or they're going to, you know, he's going to walk into free agency? I mean, what do you think kind of his plan is for the next year here?
To be honest, I haven't heard a lot about where they are in terms of talking to him about deals or anything like that. But I can only go off what we've heard him say, and he's excited to try and work this thing out with Trae Young and try to get something going. I do think the season, when you think about it, was a little bit short for them to try and make something work. There was just so much upheaval, and I think they need a little bit more of a figuring out period. So I'm just going to go off of what he said to us in the public, and that he wants to try and get this thing going and make it work.
So, Lauren, the other thing is, you know, and this will forever, and whether it's fair or unfair, it's the perception is that when Trae Young made the statement a couple years ago that, well, we don't really care about the regular season, it's all about the playoffs and this, that, and the other, fair or unfair, that ring is going to hang around the neck of Trae Young because they have played so poorly in the regular season. Is the idea of Quinn Snyder getting this team off to a fast start, getting them off to a good regular season? Because, again, the reason we have kind of put ourselves in the position that we have the last couple of years, even though we played Boston well, and but, again, because we didn't take care of our business in the regular season, we were kind of forced into some of these things about having to beat the Heat and then go up against Boston. How important is this regular season going to be for this club and Quinn Snyder?
I definitely think it's going to be important for them to get off on the right foot. Just as you said, we've seen them just not perform to the standard that we know that they're capable of. They've underperformed, in fact, in the last two regular seasons. So I think Quinn is going to want to come out and get them going on the right foot and, you know, hopefully turn things around in a way that they can get into the playoffs in a better positioning than having to fight their way in.
What is the role of Nick Wrestler as you know it right now? I mean, forget what we've heard and things like that. What do you think his role is right now as we're into the off season with this organization?
I'll just say I do think he has a voice, and I do think his opinion matters. It's I think naive to think that it doesn't, considering, you know, what his last name is. But I do think they have a lot of voices in that room, so it'll be interesting to see how loud Landry Fields and Kyle Korver's voices are when they're making that final pick.
Lauren Williams. She is the beat reporter for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work. And it's always a collaborative and communicative discussion with Lauren. So we made sure we get those if words in there. Lauren's on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes tonight. We will talk again here soon.
Awesome. Thank you, JC. Appreciate you.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, it will be the Falcons flyover. Falcons have announced their schedule for practices coming up in training camp. We'll talk about that plus some other things up next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.